And now here we are at a time when, you know, there's a whole range of ways women are reacting to this and holding this, some just embracing an aesthetic, others going much further than that, saying, hey,
right,
I'm a witch.
Right.
Fran is calling. We've got a lot of callers here. Alice Hoffman, please stand by, author of Practical Magic and the Rules of Magic. Constance Grady, culture writer for Vox, with us from New York. Fran in Detroit, Michigan. Fran, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
What's your story, Fran?
Well, you are speaking to a real witch. I've been a witch for 40 years.
What does it mean, Fran?
Witches are real people. We practice a real religion that is recognized by our government. Witches practice what is commonly known as the old religion. What witches practice predates Christianity by thousands of years. Yes, witches, we are the healers. We are the nurturers. We are the teachers in the community. That is what we do. Our religion is earth-based. So we revere nature. We give thanks to our gods and our goddesses. There are many different traditions in witchcraft. Not all witches are the same, and Wiccans are not witches necessarily. So some practice a Celtic tradition. I practice an Egyptian tradition. So we are very diverse, and what you see in the media, what is represented in film and television, is just a facsimile of what witches are and what we actually do.
So Fran, you're a 40-year witch, you say. So let me ask you. I mean, the traditional depiction is of something evil and angry. Is that your witchness?
That is Hollywood, that is, you know, an image that has been perpetuated by the patriarch, because originally, during the early days of Christianity, the church feared women. They feared witches. They feared us because they wanted pagans to convert to Christianity. So how are you going to do that? You're going to persecute those leaders in the pagan community, which were people like me, witches. So people who have the knowledge and the skill to heal, to lead and aid and assist. And very often witches had, you know, financial means in those early times. So you would persecute those people because you want to stamp out paganism and you want to replace it with Christianity. How do you do that? Halloween, for example. Halloween is really not what we practice today. What we practice is something called Hallow's Eve or Samhain, which is basically, this is the time of the year when the mundane world and the spirit world meet. This is the perfect time to reach out to your dead ancestors, to revere them, to acknowledge their existence, to celebrate their legacies. And this is the importance of Halloween to us.
Fran, may I ask you? You say you've been a witch for 40 years. Did you feel free to say that 40 years ago? Do you feel freer to say that now? Do you live openly as a witch in your neighborhood, in your society?
I live openly as an individual. You know, I don't have to.
I can hear that. I like that.
I don't have to walk around with a giant pentagram on my chest to be a witch. That's who I am. I was born this way. You know, I come from a long legacy of witches. So I am who I am. I don't have to prove it to anyone. And if you ask me, I will tell you. If you want me to explain it to you, I will explain it to you. But I value my privacy. There is certainly persecution in our community, in the workplace. Witches are discriminated against. Some have lost their jobs. Some have been harassed by their neighbors. This still occurs. You know, it's a lot like being black in 1950. You can be out if you want to be out. You have the mm-hmm. right to be out, mm-hmm. but you have to prepare yourself and arm yourself for the repercussions of that.
Fran, I have never knowingly had a conversation with a witch before, and I've enjoyed my first one, as far as I know, with you. And I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Tom.